Simon & Schuster Audio presents Devoured, a novel by Emily Snow. Read by Elizabeth Louise.
One. Your baby brother called 3 times. My gaze snaps up from the mail I'm holding to meet Tori's dark eyes. She's 10 feet away from me, sitting behind the Formica countertop in the kitchen that we share. My cool, confident roommate, whom I met 4 years ago when she rescued me from a wasted and touch-happy frat boy, fidgets anxiously with the rim of a supersized shot glass that boasts a raunchy quote, "Liquor goggles, making fugly guys hot since the 19th century." Tori knows my brother well enough to realize something is going on. It must be important because Seth wouldn't stop avoiding me for anything else. He's owed me $2,000 since July, 7 months ago, and the last time I actually spoke to him was Labor Day. Even when Seth had backed out of visiting me for Christmas break, he'd done so via email. God, this can't be good. Did he say what he wants? I croak. I press my body up against the steel door behind me, the long row of deadbolts poking hard into my back. Crisp envelopes crumple between my fingertips, but I'm powerless to stop myself from obliterating the stack of shared bills and postcards for Tori from her parents who are vacationing in Mexico. I'm much too worried about why Seth has called me. 3 times. Tori shrugs her bare, shimmery shoulders, squints down at the splash of clear liquid in her glass, and then downs the shot in one swift flick of her wrist. There's no bottle in sight, but I know she's drinking peppermint schnapps. Her telltale bottle of Chaser, Hershey's sugar-free chocolate syrup, sits next to her phone. Plus, schnapps is her usual Friday night pre-gamer. Sometimes, when my boss has an off week that inevitably rubs off on me, I let Tori talk me into drinking a little. I'm in no mood to even consider touching the stuff right now, though. There's already a migraine building in that frustrating spot between my eyes. "He just said call him," she says. But as her voice trails off, I know she's thinking the same thing I am. What the hell has my mom done this time? Because last time I received a frantic call from Seth, 1.5 years ago, he told me that Mom had made a suicide attempt. I'd taken the first available flight out of Los Angeles, only to discover that she had lied to my brother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?